just
it's all for you.
So would I be in trouble if I challenged Philip Brown to a race?
Nah.
You would definitely be in trouble.
Because he loses?
Yes.
Okay. Mark, what did you feel like you accomplished today?
Good day. Overall, really good day. Again, a little bit more situational stuff this afternoon. We did two overtime periods. You know, mix and match the staff, mix and match the OD units. Got some kicks in, got some made up penalties that back some teams up and some different scenarios to just try to get in as many game like deals as we can. Really good special teams periods today. And then this morning was a walkthrough only, so, but a productive one.
What have been your impressions of the kickers so far?
Kicker's been good. Kickers have been good. Maldonado's been consistent. Logan has a really big leg. Mm-hmm. And yeah, those guys have practiced well.
Can you get an idea of what Logan's range is?
You know, yesterday he made about a, what was that, 51-ish, 52-ish, uh-huh. And had a ton of room.
Was that under pressure, or was it just kicking? Was it against a live line?
No, it wasn't a live rush. Today we did a little bit more live rush scenarios. I'm trying to remember. Yesterday was just the field goal unit working.
Yeah.
Under pressure for the overtime? How did
that overtime period go? Good. You know, it's always tough in overtime because in that situation it wasn't live. You know, it's not live, and there are probably a couple times where Marcus probably would have scored on one or two of them. The tailback might have scored on one or two of them. But just try to blow it dead to part of that to get a few more plays in, and part of that to put some pressure on kickers.
Going back to kickers, is there could you foresee having, you know, using Wogan on long field goals and Maldonado on short stuff, or is that just one guy's job to have?
That's not something we would eliminate, mm-hmm. You know, so there's a bad answer. But yeah, that's a possibility.
What's your preference, though? Having one guy? Or?
Don't have a preference. The guy to make the field goal. That would be a preference.
It's been a while since Oregon has really kicked the ball deep into the end zone or out of the end zone. It's been that sideline stuff. Is that something you'd like to be able to do? Or do you like that side?
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. If you can get a touchback every single time, line it up, we'll put our chips in right now and take that. But we had a couple touchbacks we had one touchback out of two kicks in the scrimmage the other day, so that's a good percentage, and trying to make it higher.
Take that over potentially pinning him and trying to get him inside.
Definitely. Yeah. If you could say 100% of the time you're going to touch back, that's a good bet.
Has there been any separation there in kickers yet?
Not really. Yeah. Not really. Which is fine. You know, it's a competitive situation, and there's still time.
Punting's still big competition.
Punting is, yeah. The Oz was going to talk to those guys, and I don't want to say that before we talk to them. There's a couple guys that have separated themselves a little bit, but it's still a healthy competition between those two.
Is the plan for the competition to carry through next week and then depth chart potentially going into the game week?
Yeah. Basically, you know, if you really, really had your druthers, after that, our next scrimmage next week, you would pin everything down, but competition's great. You know, we like competition, and especially we've got a ton of young guys that are pushing guys and special teams. Little kids going crazy. That's always good. You know, the tough, good decisions are the ones of a true freshman defensive back or somebody that, hey, do we burn this guy because he can start on three special teams or four special teams versus, you know, holding out for the next year. Those are tough decisions that we're making.
So that'll be the same with red shirts too.
Yeah, that's the exact decision is do you you know, quote unquote, burn this guy because you could forecast him starting on four special teams, which is very valuable, versus a guy that's committed to be a position player. And we want our guys to just think of themselves as Oregon Duck football players. They're not, you know, a right corner.
Have you pinned Tuesday as a scrimmage day again?
Is it Tuesday or Wednesday next week? Actually,
22nd.
Thursday. Like I was saying, Thursday. Next Thursday. He's not the best in the business for nothing right there. Next Thursday.
Okay. Yep. Did you get a chance to see Marcus's SI cover?
I haven't. I did give him a bad time about it, but I haven't seen it.
What did you say to him?
I don't know. Cover boy and something else on the top of that.
Yeah. How do you take that?
Very Marcus-like. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks.